Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is December 26, 2025, the day after Christmas. Welcome to everybody coming in the United States and around the world. We're very happy to have you with us. I hope you all had a nice Christmas and a lovely Christmas for those of you who celebrate. And for those of you who just finished Hanukkah as well, which finished right before Christmas, I hope you had a wonderful Hanukkah. And hello to everybody coming in right now. I'm going to say hi to some people here. Oh, I see Clearwater, Florida. Is that Clearwater, Florida? Funny thing about Clearwater, Florida. Hello, God bless you. I hear it's the Scientology capital of the world. Fun fact about Clearwater. So we're glad we've got believers down there in Clearwater, Florida, combating all that crazy down there. I see Oklahoma coming in and Alaska. God bless you. Artesia, New Mexico. Hello to you. God bless you. Connecticut. Hello to our neighbors in Connecticut. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. I see Nebraska and Dayton, Ohio. God bless you. San Antonio, Texas. Hello to all our Texas viewers coming in. God bless you. I see Melbourne, Australia. Hello to our international audience coming in. We're very happy to have you with us. Pennsylvania as well. Hello, hello. God bless you. I see Missouri coming in. Dandridge, Tennessee. Hello to you both. God bless you. Jerusalem, Israel. Baruch Hashem. Hello to our wonderful viewers in Israel who are watching us right now. About 7 hours ahead. Oh, it's about 12:36 a.m. in Israel right now. So God bless you who are watching that late. Massachusetts, God bless you. Bermuda and London, God bless you. Coming in from Bermuda and London, very happy to have you with us. Northwest Pennsylvania, as well as Wisconsin, God bless you. And England, I see our wonderful viewers in England coming in. God bless you, very happy to have you with us. Oh, let's do a few more here while people are pouring in. I see Indiana, Adirondack, New York. Hello to our neighbors about 2.5 hours north of us in the Adirondack Mountains. Very happy to have you with us. God bless you. Nashville, Tennessee, Puerto Rico. Hello to our wonderful viewers in Puerto Rico and Vancouver, Canada as well, and British Columbia, Canada. God bless you all who are coming in. I also see New Hampshire and Michigan as well coming in. God bless you all. And Edmond, Oklahoma, I see you as well. God bless you. As well as Utah and Hawaii and Ireland. God bless you all coming in. Very happy to have you with us. And hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Got a word from the Lord tonight. I actually got it Christmas Eve, believe it or not. And so I'm going to release it tonight. It's about 2.5 pages. And I'm going to talk about a couple of other things too. But we're going to get into that in a moment here. I'm going to open up in prayer first. We're going to give this over to the Lord. We're going to get into tonight. I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. And I hope that you celebrated what Christ did for us. We know he wasn't born December 25th, but that is when it is celebrated. And I just hope that you all had a wonderful time. We have Esther out cold on the chair there, and I got Buster in back of me sleeping on the bed. So as usual, the animals are coming in and out of the office. And pray for us. It's starting to snow here in New York. We're going to get hit with a pretty serious winter storm that is coming in. We've already had pre-salting done and everything. And I'm going to go out and lock some of the animals up after the broadcast tonight. And our team is coming in tomorrow. They're braving the weather to come in, our animal staff. So pray for them and their safety as well as our facility staff, because they're all coming in to help take care of the animals and to help with the storm. So it has just started here, actually. So just keep us in prayer with that. And let's open up in prayer, shall we? Give this over to the Lord, and then we will get into the word of the Lord tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your holy, precious name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Father, forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short. Father, I just praise you, Father, that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins, the Passover lamb. He willingly died at Calvary. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And when Christ said it is finished at Calvary, he made an open spectacle of the enemy before all of creation, descended into the underworld, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again, ascended to take his victorious, rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory fall. Father, let the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, fall. Father God, let your power and your might and your authority saturate the atmosphere. Let the conviction of the Lord go forth, Father God, tonight. Let people tangibly feel your presence, Father God. Let your reverence be felt, Father God, by those watching. I ask that you order our steps tonight, Father God. Order my words as we go forth in you. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you go before us, you be our front and rear guard, Father God. Lord, that you lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power. Father, we ask you dispatch your holy angels in the name of Jesus Christ of all offices, rankings, divisions to surround the skies, the land above and below, north, south, east, and west, as to guard against every dimensional access point as we go forth. That in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, deception, threat, every hex, vex, spell, sorcery, potion, incantation, manipulation, word curse, roots, rituals, witchcraft of any kind, dark arts of any kind, and any form of weaponized demonic activity sent against us. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command be dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Father, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, we most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Father God, every breath we take is because of you. You are Yahweh, you are the breath. We owe you every breath because we are the dust of the earth without your spirit breathed into us, Father God. That the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Father, we praise you, Father God, that you are righteous, you are just, that you are holy, Father God. Lord, you say, be thou holy, for I am holy, Father God. Help us to walk in that, Father God. Lord, help us to submit, Father God, and surrender to your will, Father God, and your way, Father. Lord, we praise you. We give you all the glory tonight, Father God. Take all the glory for yourself in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you jumping on during prayer. Very happy to have you on tonight, the day after Christmas, heading into New Year's. I think this is going to be an interesting week leading up to New Year's. I really believe that, quite explosive, actually. But I think it's going to be an interesting week leading up to New Year's. So what I wanted to do is, I've been sitting on this for 2 days, this word from the Lord. I received this word Christmas Eve. The morning of Christmas Eve, the Lord stopped me. And I started to, as Esther's scratching herself here, and I started to transcribe this word that I'm going to release. Now, before I release this, I want to say something, because When a word is sobering, I want to talk about what that means for a moment from the Lord before we release the word. And also, we're going to talk about what happened in Nigeria on Christmas Day, the surprise present that ISIS got in Nigeria from President Trump and the U.S. military. We're going to talk about that as well. But I want to read to you two scripture verses before we get into the word of the Lord. 1 Peter 4:7, because we're in the 47th presidency, says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore of sound mind and be sober unto prayer." So we need to be of a sound mind and sober in the years ahead. Those are qualities that the body of Christ in the years ahead have to mature in order to endure what is going to happen in the nation. So we need to be of sound mind and sober. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." The word sober is used quite a bit in scripture. What does it mean to be sober? It means, first of all, abstaining from drinking alcohol or taking intoxicating drugs. That's one definition. The other is marked by temperance, moderation, or seriousness. Another definition, showing no excessive or extreme qualities of fancy, emotion, or prejudice. So to be sober means to be alert, of a sound mind, aware of your surroundings, not intoxicated and or under the influence of what can be mind altering. Those are spiritual things too. It goes way beyond alcohol. Okay. This has to do with spiritual things too, and other things in the flesh. So when the Lord gives a sobering word, what are those words meant to do? Why is it sobering? Because they are meant to alert us, wake us up, make us aware of our surroundings, and bring us out of anything we are under the influence of that we should not be. That is the point of a sobering word. If the Lord wasn't so concerned with soberness, he wouldn't be mentioning it so much in scripture. This is why the Lord gives us sobering words, because the time requires it, where we have to wake up, be alert, come out of any stupor, refocus our attention, and be alert of our surroundings. Because when someone is the opposite of sober, which is intoxicated, they are not aware of any threat. They are not aware of their surroundings. They are not paying attention to detail, and they are not mindful of what is happening around them. And that makes them easy prey. This is why the Lord gives sobering words. So let's get into the word of the Lord, shall we? I think you're going to find this word quite fascinating and interesting. So it came December 24th, 2025, Christmas Eve. And this is what the word of the Lord says. "Almighty God resists the proud. He gives strength to the humble. The monarch of the sons of pride is that serpent Leviathan, a creature of the abyss. Thus says the Lord, in this hour, I, the Lord, am mounting up a resistance and resisting the proud. I, the Lord, am the force that shall publicly and privately resist such. For you shall see in this time a heavy resistance and a blockade against those who have submitted to the monarch of pride, those who have indulged and swallowed its fruits that appears sweet at first, but brings forth bitter gall in speech and action, says the Lord." James 4:7. "Therefore, submit to God, resist," capital the devil, "and he shall flee from you. For I, the Lord thy God, in this hour am bringing a conviction of submission that shall resist and be a heavy weight to the proud. The more they fight against such, the more they verbally curse and attack, the heavier and more crushing shall be the resistance to their voices of influence, to platforms, to personal, who appear inflated and indestructible, however, shall self-destruct in this hour. For I, the Lord, shall rule from my throne, and the monarch of pride will hand them over, says the Lord." Pride cometh before destruction. Pride has puffed up its announcement, says the Lord. Pride has brought forth a clash of the titans within companies of voices who claim to be conservative, who claim to know me. However, says the Lord, you have become a stranger to me, says the Lord, for you have befriended the beast of burden, which is pride, and you have made deals with such poor conscience, it has led you to a cliff, says the Lord. The peak of pride brings forth a sharp decline, says the Lord. Though amidst pride some truth permeates, the greater and heavier root of pride manipulates, says the Lord. The scroll of humility has gone out, says the Lord, for I give strength to the humble. The humble shall be strengthened and increased in this hour. The humble willing to speak truth, harder truth, while submitted to me, says the Lord. The humility I seek, says the Lord, is what shall increase in this hour. For pride saturated the airwaves, and those revered shall soon be saturated in jeers for the darkness they laced into the light in order to manipulate to be a titan and stature that has brought fleeting success that shall take a very sharp turn, says the Lord. Conservatives of influence, leaders, governors, the church, says the Lord, heed this warning, for tables shall turn, names shall plummet, for they were propped up by what was corruptible and contemptible. Voices will shift, names shall fade, organizations will shake, says the Lord, who have allowed that monarch in for influence on a grand stage. For the flesh is the tender for pride's goods, and that is what shall be purged, says the Lord. They so want a spectacle they shall receive, and a charade of a name shall be exposed as pride now turns on them. The window of grace is closing on such, for disorder and decay rule over those who claim to be for me, however, serve foreign principalities that have them in chains, that they have mistaken for influence and gain. That is about to change, says the Lord, for the wage has come due, and my faithful who have spoken truth and have continued to call people back to me, their shepherd, and who have brought conviction to the forefront to gather my flock to me, I shall promote in this hour in ways that will drop a plumb line in this hour of what I, the Lord, am requiring in this season. The lawmakers, the influencers, the leaders who are feasting at the table of the monarch of pride will suddenly find that table empty as correction overturns that table publicly. Leave that table now, repent and come back unto me, says the Lord, for pride shall now be their judge and jury, and a fruit of famine, so it produces, in an hour where the humble, the truthful, those who speak with the conviction of the word and the warnings of the time, shall see rivers of living water and tributaries suddenly open in their lives, some even overnight, says the Lord. Pursue my will, says the Lord. As pride is purged, the ranks are shuffled and the voices rearranged. For you are entertaining a window of time many will call unusual, however, a moment ordained from my throne. Know this day you serve a mighty God that can do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think, according to the power that works within you. That power in the pursuit of my will shall bring forth keys that open doors for the faithful while they lock for those who have sold their birthright for pride. I am God, there is no other. I am, says the Lord, and I am coming again soon. Thus says the Lord of hosts. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, so I want to go back over some parts of this because this word is sobering. It is meant to be that, and it is meant to set a tone for what the Lord is going to do in 2026. So, the Lord right away calls out Leviathan in this. He starts with a scripture verse, Almighty God resists the proud, he gives strength to the humble. And he calls out Leviathan, who in the book of Job, I believe it's chapter 41, he is called the monarch or the king of the sons of pride. So he calls that out right away. But in the beginning of the word, he says, thus says the Lord in this hour, I, the Lord, am mounting up a resistance and resisting the proud. I, the Lord, am the force that shall publicly and privately resist such, for you shall see in this time a heavy resistance and a blockade against those who have submitted to the monarch of pride, those who have indulged and swallowed its fruits that appear sweet at first, but brings forth bitter gall in speech and action, says the Lord. He mentions James 4:7. We're in the 47th presidency. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you, in that order, because if you're submitted to God, pride, that is the resister of pride. Submission to God is the resister of pride. The peddler of pride is the devil. So therefore, submit to God, then resist the devil, and he shall flee from you, because his goods he's peddling are of no value and null and void when you are submitted to God. And he says, for I, the Lord thy God, in this hour am bringing a conviction of submission that shall resist and be a heavy weight to the proud. The more they fight against such, the more they verbally curse and attack, the heavier and more crushing shall be the resistance to their voices of influence, to platforms, to personal, who appear inflated and indestructible, however, shall self-destruct in this hour. When the Lord says in this hour, it's imminent. I have learned this from words. Most of the time, when he says in this hour, it means it's imminent. For I, the Lord, shall rule from my throne, and the monarch of pride will hand them over, says the Lord. That's part of it. And then he goes into brought forth a clash of the titans within companies of voices. Yes. So he's saying pride has brought forth a clash of the titans within companies of voices who claim to be conservative, who claim to know me. However, says the Lord, you have become a stranger to me, says the Lord, for you have befriended the beast of burden, which is pride. And you have made deals with such poor conscience, it has led you to a cliff, says the Lord. The peak of pride brings forth a sharp decline, says the Lord. Interesting. Though amidst pride some truth permeates, the greater and heavier of root of pride manipulates. So he's saying there's always some truth within it, but the deeper root of it is manipulation. That's what's giving it the life, the manipulation, the root of it. He warns the scroll of humility has gone out, because he says, I, the Lord, give strength to the humble, and the humble shall be strengthened and increased in this hour. The humble willing to speak truth, harder truth. So the humble that are willing to speak the harder truths while submitted to me, says the Lord, that's who he's going to strengthen and increase in this hour. The humility I seek, says the Lord, is what shall increase in this hour. Now, this is an interesting part. This one part I want to read here. For pride saturated the airwaves, and those revered shall soon be saturated in jeers. For the darkness they laced into the light in order to manipulate, to be a titan and stature that has brought fleeting success that shall take a very sharp turn, says the Lord. Conservatives of influence, leaders, governors, the church, says the Lord, heed this warning. For tables shall turn, names shall plummet, for they were propped up by what was corruptible and contemptible. Voices will shift, names shall fade, organizations will shake, says the Lord, who have allowed that monarch in for influence on a grand stage. He's setting the tone for what you're about to see, I believe, in the first half of 2026. And he says, the flesh is the tender for pride's goods. The flesh is the money, is what he's saying. The flesh is what you would exchange for pride's goods that it's selling. And that is what shall be purged, says the Lord. They want a spectacle they shall receive. And he says, a charade of a name shall be exposed as pride now turns on them. That the window of grace is closing, he warns. And then he says that some of them serve foreign principalities that have them in chains that they have mistaken for influence and gain. That is about to change, says the Lord. For the wages come due, and my faithful who have spoken truth and have continued to call people back to me, their shepherd, and who have brought conviction to the forefront to gather my flock to me. So those who are calling people back to the Lord, who are bringing conviction into it, he says, those I shall promote in this hour in ways that will drop a plumb line in this hour of what I, the Lord, am requiring in this season. So this upcoming season. Okay. He warns those feasting at the table with the monarch of pride. He warns them what's going to happen. Corrections and overturnings of that table publicly are going to happen. This one part, too, I want to focus on here. Pride shall now be their judge and jury, and the fruit of famine, so it produces, in an hour where the humble, the truthful, those who speak with the conviction of the word and the warnings of the time, shall see rivers of living water and tributaries suddenly open in their lives, some even overnight, says the Lord. He's dropping a stark plumb line here of who he's going to increase and prosper in this time and who he is not. Pursue my will, says the Lord, as pride is purged, the ranks are shuffled, and the voices rearranged, for you are entering a window of time many will call unusual, however, a moment ordained from my throne. Know this day you serve a mighty God. So, very interesting that this is the tone that the Lord is setting as we enter 2026. There is a plumb line that's being dropped. There is, in this time, a plumb line being dropped between those who are speaking the harder truths and willing to actually let the people feel conviction and call people back to God, right? That's the plumb line being dropped. And those who are voices of influence who have let pride lead in order for an audience. So we're watching this plumb line be dropped in this time. So we will make sure as well this goes up on the blog, but this was given to me Christmas Eve, which is interesting because if you think about it, Christmas time is when we celebrate Christ humbly. And this is dropping in my spirit right now, humbly being birthed into the earth, lowering his deity, humbly coming into the earth, being birthed where animals dwell and put in a manger, a feeding trough for animals. You can't get a much more humble birth into the earth than that. He humbled himself and lowered his deity in order to be birthed into the earth that way. So on Christmas Eve, right, it prophetically is no mistake that the Lord gave this word having to do, and he sets the tone from the beginning when he says, Almighty God resists the proud and he gives strength to the humble. Because when Christ was humbly birthed into this earth, the Lord equipped him and endowed him with such strength. So it's prophetically no mistake that this word was given at the time that we celebrate the birth of Christ. But watch what happens. Keep this word in mind, pray about it, test the spirit, but watch what happens the first half of 2026, because you're going to see that shuffling and rearranging that the Lord is speaking about in this word. So all glory be to God, praise the Lord. Okay, second half now. Second half, that was the word of the Lord. Now, something else happened on Christmas Day. So I get that word Christmas Eve, right? Which is interesting, considering what happened Christmas Day. Christmas Day, we're going to put up the news article for you because something explosive happened that we're going to talk about. U.S. launches strikes on ISIS targets in Nigeria on Christmas Day, Trump says. President Trump said Thursday that the U.S. launched powerful and deadly strikes against the Islamic State forces in Nigeria after spending weeks accusing the West African country's government of failing to rein in the persecution of Christians. Pray for our Christian brothers and sisters in Nigeria. They are trying to hunt them down like animals. These butchers that are serving a false principality are trying to hunt down the people of God, and we need to intercede and pray for our brothers and sisters. Tonight, at my direction as commander-in-chief, the United States launched a powerful and deadly strike against ISIS terrorist. I'm not going to say the word he used because it was kind of a naughty word. In northwest Nigeria, who have been targeting and viciously killing primarily innocent Christians at levels not seen for many years and even centuries. Mr. Trump wrote on his social media platform, Truth Social, "I have previously warned these terrorists that if they did not stop the slaughtering of Christians, there would be hell to pay. And tonight there was." Now, I have a few things to talk about this prophetically. We're going to read a word from the Lord having to do with this as well. The wages for sin is death. In scripture, it states the wage for sin is death. So hell to pay is an interesting choice of words that President Trump is using that I don't think he realizes maybe the fullness of why he's saying this, or maybe he does, but the wage of hell is paid to those who reject Christ and persecute his people. Because he said hell to pay. So that's their wage for the persecution of the people of God. And this wage was paid Christmas Day, the day we celebrate the birth of Christ coming into this earth, the Son of God, to die for our sins, right? Highly symbolic this would occur Christmas Day, because the day we celebrate the birth of Christ is the day those are dealt with who deny he's the Son of God. So Christmas Day is the day that those who are of ISIS, who deny that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and persecute the people of God for believing in him, it would be Christmas Day, the day we celebrate Christ actually being born into the earth to die for our sins, that ISIS was bombed by the U.S. military in conjunction and help from the Nigerian government. That is not an accident. That is prophetic. That is sending a message worldwide, prophetically and symbolically, that if you want to deny that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, well, the day we celebrate his birth is the day they are attacked. The butchers in Nigeria serving a false principality, that's the day their camps are attacked and dealt with and fire comes down on them. That is not an accident, people. That is highly, highly prophetic. And I believe prophetically, this is foreshadowing of the resistance. The resistance the Lord was talking about in that word that I just read from the Lord too. The foreshadowing of the resistance, the fire that will be mounted against those who are persecuting the people of Almighty God, because God resists the proud. This is the resistance we are watching mounted, and that standard began to be raised Christmas Day when Almighty God opened the door for this to happen on Christmas Day, and for in Nigeria, ISIS to be bombed, who have been persecuting horrifically the people of God. I believe this event is setting the tone for 2026 and for James 4:7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And we're in the 47th presidency. Resisting is not a nicey nice word. It's a hostile locking up and with force saying, I'm not moving, you're moving, and driving them out of territory they are trying to take from you. That is what resisting is. But you can only properly resist the devil when you're fully submitted to God. Because when you're submitted, you're under a protective covering, and the goods and the tender that the devil is trying to use to lure you suddenly becomes void, suddenly becomes ineffective, suddenly doesn't have the power that it had anymore. So this is highly prophetic and symbolic, setting the tone for 2026, that this happened on Christmas Day, the day that we celebrate Christ, the Son of God, being born into the earth to die for our sins. And who was attacked? Those who claim that Jesus is not the Son of God. Those who don't acknowledge the deity of Christ, who want to persecute and butcher the people of God. It is on that day that the hunter becomes the hunted, and it turns on them and their wages paid. This is not an accident, people, that this happened this way. This is prophetic. And it's setting the tone for what is about to happen to ISIS and the other persecutors and the butchers in the Congo and the butchers in Nigeria that want to come after and butcher and persecute the people of God and shed the innocent blood to power their false altars. Those altars by fire are being brought down and laid low. And it's coming in Syria too. That was just the beginning, what happened in Syria. These areas where God's people have been butchered, the blood testifies as the blood of Abel testified before the court of God, saying, they murdered us. We want justice. That blood is testifying, and we are watching on Christmas Day when we celebrate Christ being birthed into the earth, those who deny him be attacked by fire. I'm telling you, this is dropping a plumb line. This is dropping a plumb line in 2026 for all these nations, including Iran, because the neck of the Ayatollah is about to be broken. The neck of the Ayatollah, for all the innocent they have butchered, is about to be broken. This was the plumb line and the gauntlet being dropped in this time. This is what we're seeing. Now, let me show you. The word of the Lord. December 20th, 2025, I released a word from the Lord. You can go watch it on all of our platforms. In that word, 5 days prior to this happening, this is what it said. Intercede and pray, says the Lord, for Europe is about to see wars arise, and Africa, the leaders shall be dealt with who have allowed the butchering of my people, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am raising up enemies against the radical wicked men in the Congo, in Nigeria, says the Lord, in Kenya, says the Lord, in Tanzania, says the Lord. You shall say the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild. Therefore, I shall raise up enemies against you and spur them on in this hour, for you shall have to fight a war you were too blind to see, says the Lord. The radicals planning mass devastation against my people in Africa are about to endure 3 woes, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, hear the cries of the faithful and am bringing a strong delusion upon those who claim to serve me but are serving a wicked principality, says the Lord. And whole villages and areas shall be spared, says the Lord. Continue to intercede, for a shocking report shall come forth out of these African nations, astounding reports of radicalized men running in terror from the villages of my people, says the Lord. The leaders of these nations have but a little time left to rectify the great imbalance in their nation, says the Lord. For you are entering a year of transition and repositioning of territory and leaders, says the Lord. A year of transitions and repositioning of territory and leaders, says the Lord. In order to break the chains the enemy is utilizing globally to employ fear and terror, says the Lord. That was December 20th, 2025, 5 days before this happens, this word was put out. This excerpt was within the word from the Lord from the 20th, from December 20th. I believe I released it on the 22nd. So you can go look for that broadcast on our platforms. But this excerpt was within that word. And 5 days later, the Lord raises up enemies against the wicked men. He begins to raise up enemies and spur them on against the radicalized wicked men who are persecuting his people. That is the gauntlet being dropped, the plumb line being dropped, the fire of God going forth. And they're going to say, the Lord already said it. You watch this happen. He said, you'll say the bricks have fallen, but we will be rebuilt. Watch ISIS come out with a statement like this. Watch what happens. They're going to come out with a statement like this saying the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild. And when Israel did that, the Lord said, therefore, I will raise up enemies against you and spur them on. Meaning the Lord is going to goad them against these radicalized wicked men who are serving a principality and serving their father, the devil, and butchering the people of God. And I feel the fire of God all over this. I feel like a furnace right now, and I'm not even kidding you. I feel the fire of God all over this right now, because this is the plumb line that's being dropped. The Lord resists the proud, but he gives strength to the humble. You're watching the mounting of a resistance and a standard that's going to be globally in these areas that have committed such atrocities, because the blood has testified before the court of God. And on the day the world recognizes that this is when we honor the birth of Christ, is the day those that deny his birth and deity have fire rain down on them. If that is not a message and a gauntlet being dropped, and a plumb line being dropped from Almighty God, I don't know what is. This is setting up for what's going to happen to these areas in 2026. Repositioning, transitioning, and a repositioning of leaders. And you're going to watch the three woes upon the leaders that have persecuted the people of God, upon their nation, upon these radicalized men, upon the butchers, upon the radicalized Islamists that want to go after the people of God. Three woes in those areas they shall now endure. I think we just saw the precursor and the beginnings to these woes on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day of all days, that is a message being sent. That is a very clear message being sent from Almighty God in this time and in this hour. And we need to heed it. And we need to humble ourselves before Almighty God. We all sin. We all fall incredibly short. None of us are perfect. And as fast as God gave something, he can take it away. That's why we have to be good stewards. That's why we have to be careful what we say. That's why when the Lord gives the harder truths to say, we can't say, no, we want to tickle people's ears so they'll watch. No, because in this time, the Lord is going to bless and increase and open up new rivers of living water and tributaries to those that are willing to speak the harder truths and the warnings of the times. Those that are willing to do that. Because the people need to be equipped and ready and sober-minded. And the way you sober someone up is you purge them of what is intoxicating them. You purge them of what's altering their mind. You purge them and you wake them up and you alert them to the fact of what is happening. That's why the Lord uses the word sober so much in Scripture. So words should be sobering at times. They should be. Because we are meant to be alert, waken, shaken, awake, made aware of our surroundings, and readied for the times we're entering. The church has to be mature. It has to be consuming the meat of the word. It has to be bearing forth the weighty, mature fruit to get through this time. But we watched a plumb line being dropped. We watched it happen Christmas Day. The beginnings of it, the very beginnings. Because remember, these woes, there's multiple of them. Multiple woes. Multiple woes. And I believe in January, you're going to see another. So, don't take it as a bad thing when the Lord gives a sobering word. Don't judge it by the seriousness of the word, but by the outcome the Lord is trying to produce from that. The outcome, and when it's sobering, it's always to awake and alert and get his body ready and make them turn and look in the direction and pray in the direction and be aware of what's happening. So praise the Lord. Truth is sobering. Truth will sober you up. Lies will intoxicate you. Truth will sober you up, and lies will intoxicate you and bring you into a stupor of a false reality. That is the devil's zip code, and that is where he can ensnare you. So remember that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All glory be to God. I could keep going. Let me tell you. Oh, I see Chris Wagner. My husband's on watching because I just saw Chris Wagner. Someone was addressing him. So my husband is watching upstairs right now because I just saw his screen handle pop up. But we have to understand that there's plumb lines being dropped in this time. There's plumb lines being dropped. And people have sold their birthright to the monarch of pride for influence, position, and a grand stage. And the Lord is going to shuffle and rearrange all of that now. The gauntlets are being dropped. The plumb lines are being dropped. And you're going to watch now the separation occur and the dross come to the top. Watch. This is setting up. This is setting up to blow like a powder keg when it comes to this. I'm telling you, the first half of the year. So just be mindful of that. Pray, intercede as well. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Also, I just want to mention a couple of things at the end. We will be live early next week. We are closing next week on the new property. So we are going full steam ahead. All glory be to God. We're closing on the new property for the sanctuary. And then we have months of work ahead of us to build pens and get everything ready to move the entire ark. So please pray for us. You could go to arcofgrace.org/events if you want to know of ways you can help, if you would like to help with any of that. So you can go there to arcofgrace.org/events. We have all the information there for you. But pray for us for next week. We will be on live early next week as well. I was going to put up two things real quick at the end. We're going to put up Andrew Sorcini first because silver has hit $79 an ounce. Silver is skyrocketing right now. And so there is, you could call Andrew no matter how much you have. They're finding creative ways to help people. So you could go to bh-pm.com or text Andrew at 310-433-3524. We do have the Cyrus silver coin with him. Cyrus, faithful shepherd on one side, and on the other side, in God we trust, saving grace, because he is our saving grace. So you can contact Andrew today. His team is great. They love to hear from our Ark of Grace family. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners as well. And you can scroll down and find Beverly Hills Precious Metals there as well. And Rafa, I'm going to put up Rafa too as well. This is a product me and Dr. Sherwood created together. Rafa means healer in Hebrew. This is Rafa for women. It's meant to support a woman's specific chemistry and system. There are things as women we go through at times, and this supplement is meant to help and just sort of like fortify our systems. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You can scroll down and find Rafa there to learn more. And if you've tried Rafa and it's helped you, please email us at hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. We would love to hear that as well, how Rafa has helped you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this is where we're going to end tonight, guys. So I will be putting out shorts most likely over the weekend, so you can look for those. And most likely we will be back on Monday or Tuesday, so mark your calendars. We will be back on live before 2026, and so looking very forward to that. And I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. God bless everyone. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day, and I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, we have Psalms 123, 34, 35, and 51, which is creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority. I say those scriptures every single day. I quote them because the word is living and active. It has weight. It has life. You have to activate it. It's your sword. So we have to speak the word into the vein of the situations in our life. We have to command the day. Every day has a gate. Every morning has a gate. What traffic comes through depends on what you want to take authority over and allow through and not allow through. So this is why we like to encourage you in the word. Also, Matthew chapter 6, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. And we encourage you to pray that way and incorporate that into your prayer life, because the order to that prayer is so incredibly important for us to understand that God is a God of order. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we have to have reverence for him in that regard. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will be back on live early next week. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. Could your health issues be caused by an invisible enemy? Fatigue, bloating, brain fog? What if parasites are the real culprit? Did you know that 60 million Americans apparently have parasites? They are everywhere, our food, our water, and they even can afflict our pets. They can wreak havoc on your gut, energy levels, and even your brain. And the mainstream medical system doesn't want you to think about this, because one great cleanse can potentially change your life. The Wellness Company has a solution for you. Ivermectin and Mebendazole, the FDA-approved parasite solutions, are now combined into one cleanse combo. Just fill out a brief medical intake form to get a 3-month supply. Maha is officially here, and the Wellness Company is making these hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life. Contact the Wellness Company today by going to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code GRACE to save $60 off plus free shipping.